Hello and welcome to the screencast of Bharti M79 input method layout. My name is Sandeep Sheshraw Shedmake and my email address is sandeeps@fedoraproject.org. Bharti is a Fedora hosted project and a bit about Bharti. Bharti is enhancement to input method based on inscript layout, and it implements a unique transformation rule of deleting on the fly the previous dependent vowel or matra for Indic languages. It's licensed under GNU GPL v3 or later. In this screencast, we'll be looking into the installation and features offered by Bharti layout. The current release of Bharti is 1.0-0 and it can be downloaded from this location. I've already checked out the tarball, so let's move ahead with the installation and let's extract the tarball. Change directory to the extracted archive. Over here you will find install.sh script. So become root user, clear the screen, and let's run the install.sh script. This installs all the MIM files and icons on your system. Now this is a Fedora F14 system. And the input method used is IBUS input method framework. On the notification area in the right corner on the top panel, you can see the icon for IBUS input method framework. So let's restart it. Now to add Bharti layout for Marathi language, right click on the icon. Choose preferences, input method, and select an input method for Marathi language. You can see Bharti M79 layout, so click on it, add, close the dialog box, and restart IBUS. So this brings to an end of installation process of Bharti M79 input method. Now let's move ahead with the features offered by Bharti layout. Let me maximize this window. The best way to understand the features offered by Bharti layout is by understanding how certain input sequences are handled by inscript and then later by Bharti layout. So let me add inscript layout to IBUS. Once again, right click on the icon, choose preferences, input method, select an input method for Marathi language, and this time we will add inscript layout. Add, close, restart IBUS. So this way we have installed Bharti M79 and inscript M79 maps for Marathi language. Now let's see how inscript handles input sequence 1. That is this. So let's select Marathi inscript M79 layout. And let's see how inscript handles the data entry of input sequence 1. Consonant ka, dependent vowel a, dependent vowel e, matra sign u, dependent vowel sign a, and matra o. Now let's see how Bharti handles input sequence 1. So let's change to Bharti M79. You can see the change in icon with a plus sign appended to the inscript icon. So this is the icon for Marathi M17N layout. Now let's see how input sequence 1 is handled by Bharti. Consonant ka, dependent vowel a, dependent vowel e, dependent vowel u, dependent vowel a, matra sign o. So from this we can conclude that matra or dependent vowel is deleted on the fly using Bharti. That is, under the cursor, let me select Bharti layout once again. Under the cursor you can see that previous matra or dependent vowel is getting deleted on the fly. So that was the first feature offered by Bharti. Now let's move on to the second feature. Let's see how inscript handles input sequence 2. So let's select inscript layout for Marathi language. Consonant ka, dependent vowel sign e, followed by the same sign thrice, 1, 2, 3. Now let's see how Bharti handles input sequence 2. Consonant ka, dependent vowel sign e, followed by the same sign thrice, 1, 2, 3. So what we have observed is, with Bharti, number of matra or dependent vowel after consonant is restricted to 1. So this is the second feature of Bharti layout. Now let's see how input sequence 3 is handled by inscript layout. Let me change back to inscript. Consonant bha, dependent vowel sign e, dependent vowel sign o, vowel sign a, consonant r, consonant t, matra u, matra a, and dependent vowel sign e. Now let's see how Bharti handles input sequence 3. Let me change back to Marathi Bharti M17N layout. So consonant bha, dependent vowel sign e, dependent vowel sign o, dependent vowel sign a, consonant r, consonant t, dependent vowel sign u, matra a, and dependent vowel sign e. So this is how Bharti functions. And coming to another feature of Bharti, that is the third feature, it allows data entry of perfectly legal Unicode values but carrying no linguistic content. What I mean is, using Bharti, it allows data entry of input sequence like consonant ka, dependent vowel e, spacebar, backspace, matra u, spacebar, backspace, matra a, spacebar, backspace, matra o, spacebar, backspace, followed by multiple entry of dependent vowel o sign, spacebar, backspace, spacebar, backspace, spacebar, backspace, spacebar, backspace. Yeah. So these are the features offered by Bharti layout. I have extended these features to 10 other Indic languages, and in this screencast we saw the installation and features offered by Bharti layout. The project URL is fedora-hosted.org/bharti, and there is also project documentation for users to look onto. The installation process is also documented here, and adding Bharti layout, what should be the process. If you are using IBUS, here is the process that you have to follow. If using Scheme, here are the steps that should be followed. So if you are interested, then you can put or contribute your efforts by completing the correction of maps. The MM files for your language, the MM files for the Indic languages are not complete yet. For these Indic languages are not complete yet. So if you want to communicate, there is also a mailing list, an IRC channel, #Bharti on Fedora network. So this is all about Bharti project. Hope you like it, and that's the end of the screencast. My email address is sandeep@fedoraproject.org. So if you have any doubts, email me your queries. So this ends the screencast. Thanks, and I hope you liked it.